Hello world, this is the Cannonball Podcast. I am your host, Captain C. With me, and always, we have our crewmates here. On this lovely voyage, we have One-Eyed Josh.
Arr, mateys, how's it be?
And Ginger Beer.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Why the hell you gotta play that?
Why the hell are you so depressed, bro?
I don't know, okay? God.
God, we watched Looney Tunes.
And that didn't cheer you up, boy? What the fuck?
I know. What's wrong with me?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Looney Tunes back in action, though maybe a stupid movie, is still fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I never took my eyes off the screen for a second.
So. I all the jokes are such classics. I'm constantly doing that thing where I'm repeating lines. Like one of my favorite lines is like, throw it out the window, but penis and people will get hurt. Throw it out the window, it'll send the wrong message to the children.
Just throw it out. Never mind.
Ooh.
I want him to say, it's your Sam. Never mind.
I just love that part. And the other one too is where it's like, hit me. No, no, no! Hit me first.
All right, I'll say, you're the boss.
No, he says, well, he's the boss.
I like
the
boss.
God, so
hit me. 21.
Not 21. It's actually 23. Therefore, he loses the game. But whatever.
Yeah, it's a movie.
It's the movie.
I think Bobby wanted to take you with me, Sam. So
I
like,
mean, I would too,
like, yeah,
dude.
Come on,
like, Jesus Christ.
I feel like everyone hates him.
I just love the other.
Yeah, you like him.
Okay.
I just love the other henchman where he's like, I'm gonna come up on you. Ooh!
Yeah.
Oh my god. Those are some funny henchmen. I also love the coyote. With, like...
I'm definitely adding this movie to watch one eye. That's the one I'm gonna definitely.
Well, it's better than Space Jam.
Look, I've seen Space Jam High. That movie sucks high.
No, I said it's better than Space Jam.
Oh, it is better than Space Jam, for sure.
Yeah, because there's more of a plot than, like, a real, like, adventurous plot. Well, Space Jam was just a sports, a sports event, you know?
Well, it's also, like, it's one of those things, too, where it's like, I like Brendan Fraser. I think he's funny. They have a lot of classic Warner Brothers too in this movie. That's just sprinkled in, like all the classic stuff that makes it funny.
Yeah.
I mean, out of 10, Ginger Beard, what would you like to rate this?
Seven.
Out of 10, 7.
Yeah,
all
seven.
Right. All right. Why not?
Not bad.
Out of 10.
Out of 10.
8.
Wow.
6.5.
Okay.
I only go 6.5 because I always grade comedy movies kind of low.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, it's not like an uber classic.
It has a lot of callbacks to other shows and stuff, so that's why I gave it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, because it's stupid, but
it's funny.
it's fun, stupid, but does not equal horrible.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Well, like, my other favorite scene is when she's like, she enters the bathroom and she opens things like, ah! Ah! Ah!
And then the short says, you shot.
It's like, doesn't anyone knock anymore?
Oh, that's Andrew.
Double shots, Colin?
Texting, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, for that was just one of our topics, is a quick little movie review because Ginger Beard was sad. And we wanted to cheer him up.
Yeah, I've been having a
hell of a day.
Well, I was going to say trolling home. But,
yeah.
He doesn't have that.
Yeah. So, we wanted to do a little discussion about Rick and Morty, because me and Ginger Beard started this discussion on Tuesday, and we wanted to include One-Eyed Josh in it. The reason why you and I believe Rick and Morty has kind of... not like fallen off, but it's not like what it once was, you know.
Well, I mean, I feel like they're trying a little too hard, you know.
Well, I mean, I agree with that.
Well, I see them. Recent, yeah, they depend on making fun of like old and movie cliches, or like making fun of Die Hard.
I mean, they've always kind of had that in their show. It's just they never really relied on it.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, they don't give you what you want. Like, you want, I wanted, more episodes of Evil Morty.
Well, yeah, they don't do bad. Well, that's the thing about Rick and Morty is that they focus more on, like, the best episodes are tend to be the episodes with a lot of story, like backstory,
yeah,
or character development, and all those things. And then, like, the episodes that are kind of, like, misses, not hits, are the when they take time off and they want to, you know, freaking joke around and make fun of stupid stuff. Like,
yeah,
you know, and
The Purge?
Yeah, the Purge episode. I mean, see, someone might argue, what about interdimensional television? It's like, yeah, but they only did two of those, and it was in season one and season two. After season two, they never do interdimensional television again.
Yeah.
It's not in any of the other seasons.
You know what the weirdest part is? You're bringing up The Purge. I'm sorry to go off on this tangent. But I was watching a video, and someone said, it was Night Talk, you know him.
Yeah.
And they were talking about it on the Whatever podcast about, like, The Purge, like, you know, like, if all crime was legal, men wouldn't, or everyone would do it. And he's like, that's not true. I'm like, actually, psychologically speaking, yes, you would do something. You might not do a drastic crime, but you still commit a crime. Because, and I'm telling you this now, no one's morally good for the sake of morally good. I'm sorry to tell you that, it's just no one is.
I don't believe that.
You know, you don't believe that someone's morally good for the sake of morally good?
No, I believe that people can... I believe that it's a choice. You're either good or you're bad.
Bad, yeah.
Well,
yeah. And, like, yes, the laws help dictate, you know, what right from wrong to a civilized thing, but then there is the right from wrong in your aspect. And your aspect might be like, well, you know, it might be wrong to steal, but in some other person's quota, stealing whatever they're stealing, like bread, money, provides money and food to their children or their kids.
How about killing?
Well, killing's different, because I don't think you can...
Can you justify a murder in some way to anybody? You could.
I mean,
depends on the individual. I'm just going to tell more through the podcast, and I can't.
Yeah, well, now it's not a good
time. I mean, if he wants to join us, kid.
Yeah,
he's over here.
You know what? He probably
if he's texting you.
Yeah, he might. Like, apparently, he has a lot of free time.
Yeah,
so just
text.
Just come over here, you know.
Just tell
him
that. Over
here. Is all that?
Yeah, I said we're doing the podcast. If you want to join, come over.
Yeah, because you're interrupting us.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, folks. Anyway.
No, but like with The Purge, like what my thing about it is that. Like,
oh, wait, sorry, are we done?
Well,
this is a spinoff. We'll go back to Rick and Morty, don't worry.
Well, for the love of fucking God, dude. Is he coming or not?
I can't tonight.
Well, then shut up.
Stop.
What's up with that?
Texting.
We're trying to do
texting
the podcast.
I will text you later.
Rachel's loving us.
About
so.
This.
Dipshit. P.S. I love you.
Yes.
P.S. I wish you
love
were.
Love you.
Kissy face.
Stop texting for me.
Yo, yeah, I would just call him. You know, just say, stop texting me.
Maybe you could join on phone.
You know what? You could just.
We'll
send
it.
I swear, if he says again, you call him. A speaker.
Yeah,
what,
and then that way he joins.
You know what?
That's why it's not... not
that work?
Fuck up.
No, if he texts you again, we call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he joins.
We call a speaker.
Yeah.
No, but I don't think that when it comes to murder, it depends on the type of murder. If someone is defending themselves, then I think it would be justified. If it's like... you're killing someone for the sake of killing someone, then...
Well, I mean, like a... I think I heard a quote. I forgot who.
Mm-hmm.
So, a pseudonymous, I guess.
That's what you're saying. My bad. I am truly sorry.
Okay.
As I was saying. Those who have no problem with killing should not be killing at all. Well, that makes sense. I mean,
I agree with that.
I mean, for me personally, and I'm not saying I would do it, but I'm saying if the purge was a real thing, me for killing would be like killing people who just cause more strife and anger in the world at large.
I guess so. I don't think, see, my thing about those movies is I don't think that they depict a lot of human society. I'm not saying that, like, there wouldn't be all-out crime and all-out, you know, things going on, but I don't think, like, in small communities, like, urban areas, I just don't think that there would be that much hatred to warrant, like, going out there and murdering your neighbors.
To be fair, all we've seen in Purge movies are, like, big-ass cities. We've never seen a small town.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I would like to see a Purge movie where it takes place in a rural community and see what happens there. Because I have a feeling that nobody kills anyone and they just kind of like...
Yeah.
They just live their life.
I thought the first movie had it.
No.
The first movie still takes place in a big city, just a suburb.
Yeah, really. Suburb of the city.
So what if you, like, you take... As long as it takes place in, like, the ghetto...
Oh, well, dude, there would be straight up murder.
They actually didn't show that, so that's two.
Yeah.
I know a straight up murder.
Yeah, straight up outlaw, dude. You give the gangs exactly what they want. I can kill my rival without any repercussions.
Literally, a girl goes back to a store where she got kicked out of, like, 12 hours before and shoots up the place and kills the owner and steals what she was going to steal before.
Well, so. So what happens. Like, the next...
Nothing happened.
The crime was legal for 12 hours.
Yeah. They can do whatever they want for 12 hours.
They never, like...
Nope.
Explore, like...
Nope.
The...
They never explore the aftermath.
In the Purge, there's a siren that goes on, like we would have for, like, our, you know, our tornadoes and all that. And our commencement... TV will go off and a commencement speech will come on and says, this is the siren of the annual Purge. This is not a drill. For the next 12 hours, all crime, including murder, is legal. All social services, such as ambulance and police, will be suspended for those 12 hours.
I'm not going to lie. If I was a cop, I would totally barricade myself in the precinct. Good lord.
She's probably watching something.
Okay. I would barricade myself in the precinct with all my fellow officers and just be like, because I know for a fact... There are people out there that are looking for revenge on, like, a parking ticket.
Yeah.
That you gave them.
True.
That you gave them, like, 12 hours
early. Or after pulling them over and having
to
pat them all.
The question is do you join the Purge or do you not join the Purge? And I like the Rick and Morty episode to one degree is that Rick is not at all interested in the Purge. At the end of the episode, and then gets kind of drawn into it
by Morty.
No, not by Morty, by the girl.
Yeah.
Well, the girl's like
completely. No, dude, it's justified. She murders the fucking
rich
dirtbags that started it.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, it's totally justified for her, but like for Rick, he's like, no, this is like your battle. I'm good. And then the stupid song "Feels Good" starts, and he just starts dancing with her.
The one thing I would respect the Purge series on is that it had established rules for a little while. Like, no political, anybody in the political sphere can be targeted on a second level. So, like...
Oh, dude, we all know, like, that's not how that would work in the real world.
No,
In the real world,
everybody for themselves.
No, in the real world, all politicians there'd be a hit list of politicians.
I know.
Like, we all know that. Dude, I'm actually kind of curious. He texts back.
I'm going to check.
Because I'm just curious, because he insulted Andrew real good.
What did I say?
Okay, good. So he basically left it alone.
Good.
All right.
He knows.
He knows he's fucked up.
Okay. Anyway.
No,
so I was going to say...
Yeah, go on.
Purge is stupid.
Well, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yes, it is stupid. It's
so,
a stupid movie.
The franchise...
Yeah.
Franchise... Do people like this stupidity?
Yes.
I'm like...
Very much so. That's why they made three.
And they made a TV series.
And apparently a prequel.
Yeah, it's stupid. We know. That me and one eye don't like it at all. It's a dumb movie. It's not. There's nothing entertaining about watching civilians kill civilians.
I watched it the series only because I was morbidly curious, and then I was like,
"This is all dumb."
Yeah.
Like, so one day all crime is illegal. So
it's not really a day; it's a night.
What's the difference?
As a day, dude. That counts as a day.
I guess, sure.
Okay, well, what could we call it? Something else? But then, like a date. How about that?
Yeah, that's fair. They actually do pick dates, so...
So, I mean, like, okay. Yeah. Anyway. So, there's a date. You're welcome. That all crime is legal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, do people just not, like, commit crimes every other day?
No, there's no people. The reason the Purge was created originally in the series' own, back history.
Lore.
Thank you. I'm trying to write the word. Mm-hmm. Was because prisons in the United States were overrun. And so they were trying to figure out a way to limit prisons, prisons as well as getting, making sure people could have an outlet in the world.
Understandable.
And so one of the outlets the new Founding Fathers created was, why don't we have a 12-hour period from 8 o'clock p.m., let's say, till dawn the next day, where all crime is legal, including breaking out of prison so prisoners can escape prison.
That doesn't make any sense. Because you said a 12-hour period, and that's the... midnight to dawn is not 12 hours.
No, I didn't say midnight. I said like 8 p.m.
No, you said 12.
Oh, well, I'm at 8 p.m. then.
Yeah, because it's like 12 to dawn. I'm like, well, that's not 12 hours.
It's like 6.
No, it's not.
What? 5?
No, dawn, depending on what time of year it is, dawn can be like at 6 or 5 o'clock.
From what I've seen, every time it takes place during the summer, so.
Then it would be around, like, then it would be a short night. It would be a short night, so it would have to be 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
That it starts.
Yeah.
Also, the Purge takes place once on 4th of July, so.
Well, yeah, it happens during times during the year. I'm just saying.
I don't know. It's a stupid movie. I'll just give it to that, because it's like, it's one of those movies where it's like, you know, wouldn't it be horrifying if your neighbor...
Trying to kill you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it was okay. They got away with it.
Yeah, that's the horror aspect of The Purge, is basically what it is.
Oh. Right. Well, I guess I will admit I got a few scares out of it, but those mostly the jump scares.
Oh, yeah.
So I was really scared. I was like, come on, kill him. Like, kill the bad guys.
I don't like, see, my thing about, see, to go back to Rick and Morty, so, you know, the reason why Rick and Morty is kind of in that crossroads, where it's like, it started off shock value, you know, there's a lot of shock value in Rick and Morty, especially in that first episode, where, I mean, like, the bully dies, because he freezes him.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, you go to another world, and, like, you're kind of thrust into an adventure, right? That's the shock value. You're kind of thrust into it. The second episode is kind of the same thing, you know, with little aspects to it. Mr. Meeses is another one.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of like, I think the shock value is Morty almost gets raped.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but that jelly bean thing.
Yeah. By Mr. Jelly Bean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
King Jelly Bean.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just like the ending of that episode where it's like...
He kills
no,
with the end?
No. No, it's not that. It's the ending.
Oh, yeah.
No, shut up. Where he's like, no. they will remember what he stood for, even though he ended the jelly beans. He's holding like the statue as a little child. And you're like, what the fuck?
It's a child's
face. Yeah. Well,
it's terrifying. He's like,
also, like, that entire moment is like, it flips on a dime. Where, like, Morty is like, yeah, like, go with the flow. Yeah, go with the flow. And it just, like, immediately goes into, like, pedophilia.
I was like, no. Oh, my God, bro.
What the fuck are we watching?
This episode came out at, like, almost two in the morning.
Actually, that's probably my favorite Rick moment, too. Because Rick is, like, Morty is completely, like, you know, shocked and, like, scared. And then Rick's like, no, come on, let's do your adventure. And he looks at the bathroom, he sees the jelly bean beaten up, and he glares at him, too.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, you touched my grandson.
Yeah.
You fucker. You motherfucker.
You touched my grandson.
and he had the decency to wait till Morty was gone
yeah.
to go back and kill him.
To be fair, he didn't even, like, it's that out of the park. He just
yeah.
He had decency. I mean, at least he had a good aim, too, because he could have shot anywhere in that recent thing.
Yeah, I understand. Like, so, but I thought everybody, like, knows what happens to Molester, especially the potential ones. I'm like,
hello. Okay, we're back. All right. I'm sorry. The microphone went kablooey for a second.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, dude. It was the microphone. I fixed it. I unplugged it and plugged it back in.
Need a new one?
I shouldn't need a new one if nothing happened to it while I was gone.
Nothing's happened to it.
Okay, well then I don't know what the problem is other than something went weird. Alright, what were we talking about with Rick and Morty? Right, it was Rick and Morty.
How do you know we're all off?
We don't remember.
Because we were talking about Rick and Morty when it went to Bluey.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
Oh,
we've been recording for the past
30 seconds now.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Well, so it was on the whole time?
No.
I'm confused. What's going on? What happened?
He just fixed it. He pulled the plug out and put it back in.
Well, so now I know where we left off. Okay.
Because we were talking about Rick and Morty when it froze.
Rick and Morty.
That's a curse, huh?
Oh, whatever, dude.
Apparently isn't.
Dude, it's the microphone. Can we just get back on track before the damn thing freezes again?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm down.
All right. Okay, we're talking about Rick and Morty and the
Jelly Bean episode.
Well, not just the jelly bean, the pedophilia thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't even that. That's the shock value of Rick and Morty, okay? That's the reason why they rely on shock value for their episodes.
Okay. Who cares anymore? I don't. I'm sorry, but... What?
Anything else about Rick and Morty you want to talk about?
I'm thinking. Sheesh. Well, I'm sure there's issues that you want to address, right?
I was gonna go with like my what is each of yours favorite episode?
Well, mine's mine is with evil the one where evil Morty destroyed the Amicido.
Okay.
Well, my all time favorite album. So.
All right.
All time favorite episode. Has to be season 7's, the one where what's her name? The Hive Mind.
Oh, Unity?
Yeah, Unity tries to find Rick. That entire episode. I like that one.
Really? You went season 7?
That's one of my favorites.
Season 7.
When the president, I took over the world.
That was interesting. I liked it.
Yeah, I hate the president.
Oh, the president's an asshole. I hate him in the movie.
The president's annoying, is what you should be saying.
He was... Well, no, see... Well, during the big head episode, the show me what you got episode, he was actually a pretty swell guy.
Yeah.
And now, the episode where, he has a... He and Rick have a, like... a fight, I guess.
They're like... They're frenemies at best.
I would hope.
Yeah. If I had to say I had my favorite all-time episode, though, would be... The one with Snake Jazz in it.
Snake Jazz?
Where they go to the...
You mean Snake Jesus?
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Snake Jazz?
Remember? When somebody says, oh, it's Snake Jazz. My grandfather and my little brother went to another dimension and found this music.
I forgot what that was. See, yeah.
There was like Snake Hitler and everything.
Snake Hitler. Are you talking about the episode where they find a snake on planet?
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember the jazz part.
It's like, I think this is the very end of the movie, of the episode, correctly.
The movie? It should be a movie.
My favorite clip would probably be the one where Summer and her best friend, as Summer's dad's collecting bees.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's like, you know, double beekeeper, today. He's like, so I want to fuck your dad.
Really?
No, really.
Really? Yeah, I love how Summer reacted, but anyway. So you're saying your favorite episode is the snakes, right?
Yeah, that'd probably be my favorite one, yeah.
I'm sure I remember what happened at the end of the episode with the time. The cop, the guy's like, the one guy's like, hey, don't give me a, I'm afraid of snakes. Oh, bullshit, you're afraid of war, is what you're afraid of. Like, all right, let's go. You know, that was pretty cool.
My favorite episode of the series is probably early in the season, where season 2, episode 1, but only because at the end of the episode, it's like there he is, and they beat up Albert Einstein. It's like, don't mess with time, motherfucker.
I will mess with them.
Yeah, that was the time episode.
No, and like you always have the Mr. Meeses episode where it's like pain. Existence is pain for a Meeses, Jerry. He squares up, he hits the thing, and then the lady's like, yeah, and then like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
I'm kind of a stickler, Mr. Meeses. What about your short game?
Well, God, what about your short game?
And then you also have, like, obviously the When Morty Runs the Adventure episode, which I really do like, too.
I think the only other one I truly like was I think the superhero one.
Really?
No, I don't. I hate that episode.
I like the ending of it, where Rick is.
He's the best. I personally like my favorite. My other favorite episode is gonna have to be the different Ricks of the Rick kind.
That one where they go to different. That one's the one.
I like that one. I like going to the other universes and kind of seeing like the difference and how they operate.
Yeah,
I think my final favorite.
I'll have chair with extra. Oh, and make sure it has extra cushions on it.
You mean extra
humans?
Yeah,
I like that.
I think my final two favorites will have to be the episode season 3 episode 1, where Rick breaks out of prison.
Well, anything with backstory or story development is good.
I think
my least favorite episode would have to be the party episode of season 1.
Oh, that one's trash.
Well, you mean where he throws a
party? and then they go to another world, and then the side quest is the Titanic moment where Jerry's almost raped by the maid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, they get home, and then Rick just freezes time. And I guess they live through time for a while.
Well, yeah, is that the same episode where, you're introduced to, like, Abra Dolph?
Yes. Yeah, it's his first and last appearance.
Yes. Actually, he probably got a thing in another episode way later.
Well, maybe ultimate version of him.
Yeah.
But still, like, and like, when they were on a quest to bring Rick, like, some of the crystals.
It was blow.
Yeah, it was crystal meth.
Yeah,
it was blow. Yeah, they thought it was
going to save the world, didn't. It was blow.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be honest, it was kind of a dick move a little bit.
Dude, Morty was a party buzzkill, is what Rick will say. And to be honest with you, like, Rick has a tendency to kind of destroy his relationship with his family. Or it deteriorates over time. Except with Summer, for some reason. Like, him and Summer get along very well.
He's a narcissist, that's why. And Summer's a narcissist.
I know, but my favorite... Actually, that also brings back to my other favorite moment, the car.
Oh.
That car is sick.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like, you all have loved ones. They all can be brought back.
Yeah. And taken away. Keep somewhere the same.
it's like also Summer started that whole shit by, like, one, she profiled a guy, and the guy was just asking for help.
Yeah.
And then the car mistook that for, like,
a threat?
Yeah, a threat, and killed him. And, like, oh my god, you can't kill. Which I will say, the second person that it deals with did worse damage. It paralyzed him for life. Which is actually worse.
Yeah.
I'd rather die than get paralyzed for life.
And the other one is emotionally traumatized the guy.
Yeah. I also love the cars. I like how snarky the car is. We talked about this in the restaurant. It's like, keep Summer safe. Not keep Summer safe and be, like, totally happy about it.
I love it. And then he pays off the best. He's like, your car is insane.
No,
what do you mean?
My car's, like, falling over, you bitch.
You know, like, that's me. You told me to do it.
It's like, what the hell? I also, like, I actually said this when I was watching interdimensional television, the first one, where they discover ball fondlers. It's like, I'm in heaven right now. Rick rubs it in their face because they're having a horrible time looking at their other universes while him and Morty are watching TV. And he's just like, yeah, me and Morty found this show called Ball Fondlers. Looks like you guys, like, backed the wrong thing. And then Jerry's like, ball fondlers sound pretty cool. Jerry, what? They're having fun.
he is a loser, huh?
Because when they were saying ball fondlers, when I first watched the episode, I was like, ball fondlers? What are you talking? And then they show you the commercial for ball fondlers, which is just like an action movie. We were like, I would watch this show.
But the title, though,
but I would watch the show. And then they made a ball fondlers movie.
The episode I really liked is...
Sorry. Yeah. Hey, Mom, I'm going to see a movie. But yeah, what are you going to see?
Ball fondlers.
I can't even see the three.
Okay,
two least favorite episodes.
Oh.
This is going to be interesting.
Okay.
That's a toughie. I'm going to have to go with the one where Summer makes herself big.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I would have to say, as much as I did like it, there are scenes I didn't like in it that overall crushed it for me.
Okay.
It was the episode they did instead of Interdimensional Cable 3, where they looked at, like, past things that they wiped the memory of.
Oh, right. Well, I guess that would be Interdimensional Television 3. It's not, though.
No, he did say, in Super Dimensional Cable Intermittent Attention 3. We'll do this then.
Okay. Anyway, no. Ginger, your two least favorite episodes?
There's the one with the Voltron episode.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh,
I agree with that. That's horrible.
Especially at the end, where you're reintroduced to his name is
Naruto
Smith, and I'm like, no.
What? Anime cramps.
You named him Naruto? FYI, I'm a huge Naruto fan.
We are huge Naruto fans.
Also, I heard his name. I'm like, why would you name him Naruto? No.
Especially he's an incest baby.
Also,
he's inbred.
Okay, so those are your two least favorites?
I didn't even see the other one.
Oh, sorry.
But that was the same episode.
Oh, sorry. Dude, I've only watched it one time.
You see, it's hard to believe. Like you would expect a giant incest baby at the end of an episode. A parody is anime. Well, actually, you know what? Japan.
I mean, I could see it.
Oh, wait.
I could really see it.
Can I switch a favorite thing?
You fucked up, dude, because you can't remember, you know?
Going to say season one's, the Inception one, where they go into dreams.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Your second one?
That wasn't that bad, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway. So I said the Voltron incest episode. Gosh,
yes.
I said that loud. Jesus Christ. Okay, well, the other one. Let's see. I'm trying to think, like, what was the episode that made me, angry or something? Like, I guess it was, like, the memory episode. It made me hate Beth a little bit. Well,
I always hate Beth. I told you in the restaurant, Beth is the worst character.
Yeah, I agree.
She's like the worst one. I think Jerry has a lot of redeeming qualities and is actually probably the best character besides Morty.
A better parent.
I think Summer, you can take it or leave it, and I think Rick. There are more moments where he's actually a decent person than there are like.
Well,
it's like a 50-50 with Rick when it comes to certain.
You never
episodes.
Know what kind of Rick you're gonna get.
Yeah, you could get a Rick that's pretty good. No, it's that stupid jelly bean. It could be a bad jelly bean or a good jelly bean. Remember that game?
Yeah,
that's Rick. Yeah,
yeah,
that's Rick. Beth is just a horrible person because, and she starts off a horrible person in season one because. Like, she literally is like, at any point, she will literally start talking about divorce from Jared. At any moment. It is sad. It's like, any moment, like, could be a divorce for Jerry. Like, the Mr. Meeses episode, where she's like, I won't know how to be a complete woman. She immediately misinterprets what Mr. Meeses says, and she says, like, so you're telling me I have to divorce Jerry. And it's like, what? That's not kind of what he said. He's just like, you have to learn to accept yourself.
Yeah.
Like, not, like, where was Jerry part into it?
I agree with the alien at the episode where they go to the marriage counseling. They don't deserve, they're the only two relationships that does not deserve to be together. They are more toxic together than they are apart.
Well, because, like, the thing is like, I don't think it's Jerry. It's not Jerry's fault. It's Jerry's
too... It's Beth's.
Yeah. It's also Jerry's too submissive.
Yeah.
Like, way too submissive. Like, he bowed down to Beth like crazy.
Yeah.
I also have, like... I do like those moments where, like, Jerry proves himself to Beth. And he's like, he's not a fuck-up. Like, the one where it's, like, it's, again, the interdimensional television where... Like, Beth and Jerry have already decided they're going to have a divorce, and then they get to a TV channel where Jerry is on a Lark Mobile. There's a
a high speed chase.
Charlie's in a slow speed chase.
Yeah.
And he's going to Beth Sanchez's in the other universe's house to, like, to admit that he always loved her and he, like, regrets that she had an abortion.
Which somewhere in that universe.
Which makes Beth cry and drop her wine, and
yeah.
Then they have, like, a make-out sesh in the fucking living room. Which, I agree with Rick Sanchez in this one moment. It's like, I don't even know why they don't take you out.
Yeah.
They have a clear shot.
That's a good question.
Like, why wouldn't he shoot you?
I'll be honest, I truly forgot what he did to get on the chase at that point. I think it was, like, drug-related, wasn't
it? Was
it?
Yeah, it was drug-related.
Yeah.
He was high off his ass, and he was on a Larkmobile in the middle of traffic.
Oh, yeah.
I also, another horrible Beth moment is actually my least favorite episode.
I'm sorry. I'm waiting for my turn. I'm sorry.
I thought you already did
your turn.
No. Like, my turn to come in. You keep on.
Go ahead.
Talking over me. Like,
yeah, go on.
I'm trying to say, will she actually divorce them? Bad idea, apparently.
Well, yeah, it was. It was a bad idea. For her, not for him.
Yeah.
No, he got up dating a sexy alien
girl. Yeah. He ended up upgrading.
He was happy.
Yeah, very happy.
And she wasn't. I'm like,
yeah.
You know, you know it's her. Okay?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's always her. Dude, when she created a world, when she made her dad create a world and then left...
A kid there.
And then, like, straight up decided to murder him.
Which, to be fair, all of it's her fault.
Yeah, it's all her fault.
And she won't even admit it.
Yeah.
A man almost was sentenced to death because of her.
Yeah. It's all her fault.
Yeah, no.
And then, like, the other episode that I was going to say that is my least favorite episode is the one where Beth and Clone Beth...
Made out? Or
and, no, had sex with Jerry. And the,
and the kids,
it's ironic because I just love that scene. With Summer, Rick, and Morty downstairs in the kitchen as they're hearing their parents bang upstairs, and Summer is just like, well, this is awkward. And it's like such parallel because Morty fucked the robot the same way.
Yeah, the robot upstairs.
Yeah, the robot. So.
I just like the scene when I hate it when they said, you know, Jerry, you're a cuckold. It's fine. I'm like, Jerry is not. He just thinks it's hot that he's fucking basically two of his wives.
It's stupid.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, you gotta.
Of course, but I remember I told you in the restaurant. Of course, she would fuck herself.
Yeah,
of course.
Oh, yeah, which is,
she has a high opinion of herself.
She's a narcissist, like her father.
I know, but it's actually worse than her father.
At least
her father will like admit he's wrong from time to time.
Oh yeah,
she won't admit she's wrong. She'll just like
is it because she's a woman?
No, I don't think
no.
so.
No, it's because she can't afford herself to be that. Partially, I was gonna say it's partially, is because Rick always
evil Rick.
Evil Rick.
Remember. This is not C-137's
Rick.
This is not his family. This is evil Rick's family.
Well. Technically, the Beth were introduced to in the first season, the version of Beth who survived
I don't know. The timeline is so screwed up because you don't know which family's which.
Multiverse is screwed up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's so screwed up. So I was like, I'm going to assume the family that we're following from season, like, the end of season one to season seven is Evil Rick's family.
Well, yeah.
Which means that Morty is technically not Evil Rick's Morty.
No, because that's Evil Morty.
No, that Evil Morty's not Evil Rick's Morty either, I don't think.
I thought it was.
No.
You see? It's confusing, isn't it?
Well, no, because we don't really know. Like, I like what Ginger Bear said, where it's like Evil Morty is technically Evil Rick's Morty, but it's from a different universe in which that Rick murdered his entire family, entire world, and made him be his psychic.
Well, yeah.
Well, you gotta ask. Well, you gotta ask. Like, how many evil Riggs are there? You know, like, I'm sure there's a lot.
I don't know. They don't even tell you how many multi-universes there are.
I'm imagining it's not. I think Citadel is all evil Riggs because
I think
the shit they do to people
no,
is fucked up.
I don't think that's wrong. I think that's wrong, what you said. I don't think they're all evil Rick. I think that the ones who lead the Citadel are all evil Riggs.
Oh, I agree, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that the Rick that we're following is actually, remember, he's actually a good Rick because he rejected the teleportation device, which caused the bad Rick to decide to commit murder and murder his wife and daughter. Because remember, he lost his daughter too. So
yeah.
That Beth probably wouldn't have been as fucked up as the ones that we're accustomed to. Because remember, they're abandoned. Their dad's abandoned them. Which is so fucked up. That's another reason why I think she has a problem, is like she has abandonment issues.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I said. Also, she's also striving to look for Rick's approval. Rick is a narcissist where he doesn't give approval, okay?
That's not true. He gives it a lot to Morty.
Well, that's because he's realized his mistakes, but he doesn't realize his mistakes yet completely with a slip back.
Not entirely true. I do think, like, what season is it? I think it's the season. Is this the season where they're divorced? Where Rick offers Beth the clone?
Yes,
option.
I think it was after. Like, I think it was in the beginning of the what season? Well, the second episode, like after the divorce and the prison rescue. So,
I kind of agree with what Rick said, where it's like, I can make a clone for you if you really think that you're not, you know. And she still came back. Clone Beth came back.
Well, I know. Well, she's the clone, not the original. You don't know because Rick made
she doesn't. Sure. I think he doesn't even know.
He
that's the point. And he doesn't know if the clone's a clone or the that's a clone.
Did you not? That's the episode, like the end where he meets Space Beth. Well,
no, I saw the episode. I'm saying
at the end, it's like he has on the two Beths in a pod, like in two pods, like original Beth and clone Beth, and so he closes his eyes and switches with him anyway. And wait, no, he turns away. And I'm like, a fuck? What, dude? And
I think it's so that, like, I think it's basically like it's a deterrent. It's basically a deterrent for himself and for her to be like, well, I don't know. I have no idea which one is which because I turned around and did the old spin around to see who.
So it could be that the real Beth is on Earth all the entire time, and clone Beth is the one that's in space.
Or it could be clone Beth on Earth, and the real
Beth
is in
space.
Yeah, they don't know, and he doesn't know, which makes no fucking sense.
Hey,
it's the Spider-Man clone saga all fucking over again.
It is. It really is.
But don't even mention it. You know what?
Personally, also she shoots Mr. Poopy Butthole. Like, come on.
Like original Beth?
Yeah, Beth. She shoots Mr. Poopy Butthole.
It crippled him, right?
Yeah, crippled
the episode him. Where Mr. Poopy Butthole tries to get back with his family, I felt bad.
I felt bad for him after reveal that filming left him, and that was the episode where evil Morty he finds a new home,
dude.
Like after destroying the Citadel, and he was like, "Ooh, you know, I wonder if there's an evil me out there." Although I don't think there is, but since I guess he beat his wife or something, like.
I don't know if Morty... that's another thing, too. I don't think evil Morty is truly evil. It's more of like, I just want out. I want to be in a universe all by myself.
Well, according to him, he says that he's only evil, quote-unquote, because he doesn't want to be involved with Rick. So.
Well, first off, he's only evil because he does things to the Ricks that they would pursue him as evil.
Yeah.
Morty is evil. Morty is actually not really evil because all he wants is freedom. He just wants out. That's it. He's willing to do whatever it takes. Also, like, he knows the Ricks will do whatever they want to Morty. So he already has the perception that, one, they don't like me, or they don't like Morty's, so they'll do whatever they can to any Morty they want. And two, I can't negotiate with them, so I'm just not gonna give a fuck.
I'm done, you know?
Like,
yeah, I'm done. Like, I don't think he'd kill Jerry, Summer, or Beth, but yeah, he would kill Rick if they got in his way. Now, he doesn't kill our Rick. He basically says, like, yeah, you're literally fucking up my peace and happiness right now.
Yeah.
Like, stop. And he helps them, too. Like, he helps him. He's like...
Well, for himself.
Yeah,
for himself. Himself. But yeah, he still helps him. Though, so.
Yeah, he gets some closure. Like, he gets some closure, which, remember what we said, it does not help the closure. Like, when he gets his revenge on evil Rick, it kind of...
Yeah.
He just sits there empty.
It's an empty... Because revenge is not the best medicine.
Yeah. Living and having a happy life is...
Yeah.
Well, you think about... You know what? We're talking about it. Rick, he already exacted his revenge. He took his home and his family.
Yeah.
Of course, evil Rick didn't really care.
Yeah, evil Rick could care less. But good Rick did care because he was there for Morty's birth. He held Morty as a child.
I never got that. I mean,
if he assimilated into that family, then he would be there for Summer's birth, and he would be there for Morty's birth, and he would care deeply for Morty in his own twisted way. That's why, like, I always find it interesting where he's like, yes, he's mean to Morty, but he also cares for Morty. I don't think there would be another Rick that would kill Jellybean the way that Rick C-137 Rick did. Like, he kills the Jellybean that tried to molest his grandson. I don't think any other Rick would do that.
Yeah. Well, I'm not even sure a few Ricks would.
Yeah, but we don't, like, for the most part, most...
Never saw.
Yeah, most...
This dopey Rick would probably do it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, most Ricks would not do that. Like, they would rather just let their Morty die and get a new Morty. Which is fucked up.
Yeah.
And then, like, another thing, too, is that, like, Rick cares for Summer very much so. And also, like, he does things for Morty without any question. Like, he creates the love potion for Morty.
And it's disastrous consequences.
Yes, but he does. He creates the love potion for Morty. He also helps Morty with... I guarantee you he helps Morty more with his homework than you would think.
Yeah.
Like, Morty's just stupid.
Well, he's dumb.
Or he just doesn't give a shit.
Dude, like, the face murder, like, went at...
Yeah.
Like, dude, that is total... I've coined it herp derp face. That is someone who is generally has nothing going on upstairs.
Oh, yeah. That's actually one of my favorite bits, though. It's like, oh, God, in the kitchen. Oh, if you want to know, it's to your best friend.
I forgot my stuff. Why? In the kitchen.
It was to your best friend. Hey, look, I said it to you in the car because I don't think he heard. I would fuck her friend who said, I'm going to fuck your dad.
Oh, yeah.
Say it.
Like, go, Jerry. I literally said,
Jerry. I said it to him.
You know what?
That's my favorite clip of all time for Rick and Morty. His dad, like, says, definitely beekeeping age. You know, like, he's got good shape.
You
know, someone want to fuck your dad. Really?
You know what? If he gets arrested ridiculed for it, I would have him, like, hold a picture of her and say, oh yeah, this girl is so innocent.
Well, you want to know what this is my defense. It's like, if someone said, you committed pedophilia, and you wouldn't? You told me you wouldn't. Like, really? You.
I didn't say shit. She did all the work.
Yeah. I didn't do anything. She came on to me.
Oh, God. That's inappropriate. Inappropriate? She's just... He's wearing a sweater in a... But doing a... pose!
With only her panties. I'm gonna say something here. If he actually did it, it would probably change Beth's tune real quick.
Well, no, dude, this hot, sexy alien should change Beth's tune real quick. Because, like, Jerry can upgrade.
Yeah.
I mean, for fuck's sakes, he, in the other universe where he's famous, he fucks Kristen Stewart.
Oh, yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, he also does blow with
Johnny Depp, which is my favorite.
Yeah.
I love doing blow with you, Johnny Depp.
Oh, my God, I love doing blow with you too, Johnny Depp. No, but it's like, that's the sad thing. I think the reason why Beth is so annoyed that Jerry is famous and stuff is like, yeah, you're a doctor, you're a surgeon, congratulations.
Yeah.
Your husband in that universe is rich and famous.
So, I still want to know how he became rich and famous, though.
I have a feeling that Jerry was probably one of those kids that was in, like theater.
Theater acting, yeah.
Yeah, when he was in high school. That's another thing we need. We need a Rick and Morty.
Before story?
Yeah, House Summer.
Origin story?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
A prequel story,
yeah. Prom. The prom.
Oh, the event.
Yes.
Maybe have some teenage Jerry like
teenage Jerry, because I have a feeling like I'm sorry when Beth says like, "Well, you got my daughter pregnant," and I remember just kind of sitting there like thinking about it. It's like, well, like Beth is kind of hot. I'm assuming she was pretty hot when she was a teenager.
Well, she is not your. Well, she's not particularly his daughter.
I think she's his daughter. I think their DNA matches enough.
Well,
it's the same DNA. I'm guessing.
Well, yeah.
You're saying.
Okay.
That in that universe, maybe Rick, he thought he was onto her, but in reality, she let him on.
Yeah. I'm gonna just be honest with you. We really don't know when Rick shows up and at what point he raises. Cause like he gets very defensive of his daughter pretty quickly, which would tell you that he's been there since she was a child, and most likely did not approve of Jerry in the beginning.
Right.
In the first place. So that's why when you say, like, well, she's not his daughter, it's like, well, we don't know. That's why I want a prologue. Like, I want a prequel. It's like, when does Rick show up in Evil Rick's universe? And, like, why does he have pictures or memories of baby Morty, holding baby Morty? Like, what is that? Like, when does he show up? Because he clearly is defensive of most of his family members.
Also, the fact that Beth even says, you've been gone for so many years.
Yeah. Also, it does not help the fact
that...
So, what...
Where did you go?
Like, when did he show up? Like, at what point?
Yeah, right?
Like, I want to know that. But I also am one of those people where it's like, I think that Beth... Like, to continue what I was saying, I think Beth was hot when she was young.
Yeah.
Probably drop-dead gorgeous. And probably a genius because she had resentment of her father.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think what happened was I think that Jerry must have been, like, to get her, he either had some game or it was a pity fuck.
Here's what I'm thinking. It could be a pity fuck, but here's what I'm also thinking. See, she, at the time, was doing everything out of spite, right?
Yeah.
And Jerry seemed like the guy that worshipped the ground she walked on.
Yeah.
So that's why she fucked him. That's why she kept him around, because he worshipped the ground she walked on. Then she got pregnant at the prom.
Well, no, she got pregnant because they fucked at the prom.
Fucked at the prom. And then...
But see, that wouldn't make sense, because she's a narcissist, not... She would never fuck Jerry. She would fuck someone before she would fuck him.
Well, see, I'm not saying every narcissist is the same way. I'm saying a narcissist would definitely keep someone around who worships the ground they walk on.
I don't think she... I don't think... another thing is, like, I don't think she was a narcissist when she was younger.
I didn't say she was... I mean, I don't say she is...
No, I don't think she was a narcissist when she was younger. I don't even know if Jerry is this pathetic when he was young. He might have been, like... Dude, he's, like, getting hot girls to, like, look at him.
Which tells you,
he must have been a guy that had... that got gay.
How I picture Jerry as a younger man is this, and you could say it's like outdated, but like I picture him with like a nice cool back hair,
yes,
a leather jacket,
yes,
and like nice jean pants.
Definitely.
Wait, there's those. What are you talking about?
I know it sounds weird, but it sounds like he's like a 50s motorcycle guy.
In the 90s? I don't think it would be in the 90s, dude.
Well, yeah, in the 90s, but yeah, he and he just, you know, drove
that
the
would
motorcycle.
Be so out, dude, that would be so out of place.
That, or he drove like a nice car.
I think he is what I think he is, which I think he was a theater kid.
Good-looking theater kid.
Yeah, good-looking theater kid who definitely got his fair share of women. And I don't know how he got Beth, because I think Beth would be a smart, genius girl that wouldn't look his way. Because I think she'd have, you know, standards.
It could be the fact that they didn't play together.
Maybe,
but I don't think... I don't see Beth as an actress.
Maybe she's in drama class and has to do the play.
Maybe she's in charge of the stage crew, you know?
Maybe. I don't know, dude. They need to do a prequel. This is why they have to do a prequel. Because it's like... It's one of those things where it's like, how did those two end up together?
When their personalities do not match,
like,
at all.
Like, what was the catalyst for them getting together? Because it couldn't have just been like, oh, they just fucked at prom.
It couldn't be like, oh, I went to one day, and one day, like went to go fuck someone else, and another day, fuck someone else.
Yeah.
So we'll just fuck each other.
Yeah.
It can't be that.
No, it can't be that, because I just can't, because the amount of, like, tail that goes Jerry's way just does not make any sense.
Yeah.
Kristen Stewart, a hot ass alien with four breasts. I mean,
like, literally Summer's hot best friend. Like,
yeah.
Like, why? Like, just why?
I think that's why Rick hates him.
I think Rick hates him because he's like, you get every hot girl in this fucking town, you fucking dick.
I have to date ugly ass aliens.
Even Unity gave him a look. You remember that?
Yeah, Unity was giving him, like, the side eyes, which is, like, either he's got, like, he must have, like, dick. Remember, they tried to steal his dick in the
end. Oh, yeah, he did. Oh, and then Beth shamed it, so it must be...
She must think it's small.
Yeah.
But everyone else is like, oh, no, it's big.
Yeah.
So what's huge to her?
Horse. Well, she sees horse dicks all the time.
Yeah,
bro.
True. She's not.
Yeah,
that makes
a lot.
True.
Yeah.
She probably is like horse.
Yeah.
It's probably
also like she's in a loveless marriage, on her side, not on his.
He loves her.
Yeah, on her side, it's a loveless marriage.
I think she hates everything else,
dude.
More than.
I felt so bad. Sorry.
No.
Can I say I felt so bad for Jerry in the episode where he's like, got apples? I was like,
hungry for apples.
Yeah, hungry for apples.
I actually enjoy, my favorite moment is actually the Christmas episode of season one where we meet Jerry's parents.
Oh, no. Talk about a cuckold. That's a cuckold.
No.
He wears a Superman shirt in the closet.
I just love that moment where it's like, I guess we do need to explain why. It's like, me and your mother are experimenting. He holds her hand and he's like, and we've come to find that we love, what was his name? David?
Yeah, or David.
I guess so. I like to watch. Wait, in the closet.
Like sometimes, it's in the closet or on a chair. Most always dressed as Superman.
No, but I just love how Summer and like Beth are like,
what the fuck?
I hate how specific.
That is so specific.
The part that scared the fuck out of me where it's just like 2 in the morning.
Once everyone starts making out and he goes into the closet.
With the Superman. he just sits. It's like this bad guy in a cup.
Is it Is it the same episode?
It's the same episode.
Where the Walden did?
Yes. Wait, what?
No. I think it's. I'm sorry. I thought it was the same episode where the world was overrun.
No. That's not the same episode. It's the Christmas episode where it's Jurassic or it's Jurassic Park.
Yeah, that one.
The hobo.
Where Morty gets his first kiss and cup of feel.
Oh yeah.
I just love. This is like, hey Morty, can you like turn that down? It's like, hey Morty, can you like? It's like I'm trying to see if I can grab both of them.
Yeah.
He's like, would you just turn it off, please? I don't need to hear you in this house.
You see, it was season one.
Season one was just great.
They're pretty great, yeah. You know?
Dude, I just felt so bad for Jerry when everyone is making out, and he's just like, oh, no.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to be honest. At that point, okay, Jerry has the right decision. He's like, fuck y'all. Like, don't come to my family dinner on Christmas Eve and fucking spread this bullshit to me. Like, that's something a kid never wants to hear. That your dad, the one you looked up to for all your life, is now in a problem with the relationship. But they have to go.
You are so loud.
I don't care.
Dude, to your neighbors.
The guy's not home.
Okay, well then stop.
Fine.
Stop yelling. Like, you don't need to get. Like, I understand. You don't want to cuckold porn. You need to stop.
I'm sorry, coming to the point.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
I think my point was too loud.
Even getting to that, but okay.
No, you were, dude, you got really emotional.
Yeah, dude, you were.
Like, you got really, like, holy shit.
I.
Like, dude, do you want to tell us something? Like, are you being cuckolded?
No! What the fuck?
Then why are you so emotional?
Have you been a cuckold?
Jesus Christ, no. Dude. You don't need to be, like, dude, you don't need to be that emotional.
Wait, I'm sorry. Sorry. Yeah. Well, did you fuck the girl who's, boyfriend is cuckold.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yeah, totally did. Yeah.
Yeah, he did. I see it.
I'll be honest, that's something I would do. I fuck a girl. Oh, my boy is still watching. I'm sorry.
They're my best friends.
So you need to, like, dude, you need to chill the fuck out, man. Like, Jesus Christ. Like that got, you got loud.
It's some shame on my part.
Okay, I get it, but, like, Jesus Christ, dude.
I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry,
shit.
Everybody.
I'm sorry for trying to prove a point. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, like, Jesus Christ.
It's okay.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, everyone, for raising my voice.
Jesus Christ, you reminded me
too,
of...
Me too,
yeah. You reminded me of your other story that you take so personally. You know which one.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even have to tell
you. Yeah, I'm not... Yeah.
Up the ass?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was trying. What are you talking about?
I already talked about it in an earlier podcast, so if you want to hear about it, go to that one.
Yeah, Joe, go to that one. I get it.
You don't have to, yeah.
I just think that is so fucking funny because Jerry goes into the garage. He's like, I'm gonna hang out with Rick, and then Rick is like literally floating TNT into the hall.
Yeah.
And then like situations.
Yeah. Like, I don't even know what the fuck's going on, and it's like it's a better like outcome than what the fuck's in the living room.
Yeah,
and I love Rick's point where he's like, "Oh, you guys are all your social media devices, really? This is a Christmas. This is a time of family. Like, you dick, you were in the garage the whole fucking time."
I would. Jerry should have said that.
I mean, I would have said that if I was Jerry, but I think at the end of the day, Jerry just didn't want to fucking deal with it anymore.
It's over, okay? It's just like
I don't care. I don't want to deal with it.
Just stop already.
See, it's episodes like that where I'm like, what is Jerry? Like, how does he get all these hot girls, but like have like that fucked up of a family? Like, what?
He's like, enslaved.
How do you explain that?
Stockholm syndrome?
I guess.
Stockholm syndrome, indeed.
But my other favorite scene is always the one where he's like, Fluffles was my slave name. You will call me Snowballs because my fur is white and so soft.
I'll try to explain it. But no way. I'm like, Huh. Don't say.
You shit on yourself. You shit on yourself, Morty. Like, there was so much shit. You got my mouth.
Dude, I did. I love that moment because it takes a weird turn where he's like, Fluffles, like, no, I am not Fluffles. Fluffles was my slave name.
No, the best scene of that was like, you're being very unreasonable, Jerry. Maybe. Sergeant Zorro will get you with a haircut. Or a snip.
He's like,
you think you're going to get behaved with his haircut?
Jerry, you fucking moron.
I wish it was a haircut. But
Jerry's going to cut your balls off.
Oh.
All right. I think that's good. I think that's good. I think that's good. We got an hour. This has been the Cannonball Podcast. Jesus. Sorry for our technical difficulties. And enjoy the Rick and Morty episode. Have a good one.
I recommend watching it while high.
Indeed.
All right. Have a good one, y'all. Bye.
Peace.